ओम श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। लेट्स स्टैंड फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग। Which is from King Gangambuni. Okay. King Gangambuni bimbitem baramano chandala vati payaha pure chantaramasti kanchanaghati mritkumbhayor vambare pratyagvastuni nistaranga sahajanandava bodham budhau viproyam shvapachoyamit त्यपि महान् कोयम् विभेद भ्रमः। जाग्रत् स्वप्न सुषुप्तिषु स्फुटतरा या संविदुज्जृम्भते या ब्रह्मादि पिपीलिकान्ततनुषु प्रोता जगत्साक्षिणी सैवाहम् न च दृश्यवस्त्विति दृढप्रज्ञापि यस्यास्ति चेत् चाण्डालोऽस्तु स तु द्विजोऽस्तु गुरुरित्येषा मनीषा मम। ब्रह्मैवाहमिदम् जगच्च सकलम् चिन्मात्रविस्तारितम् सर्वम् चैतदविद्यया त्रिगुणया शेषम् मया कल्पितम्। इत्थम् यस्य दृढा मतिः सुखतरे नित्ये परे निर्मले चाण्डालोऽस्तु स तु द्विजोऽस्तु गुरुरित्येषा मनीषा मम। शश्वन्नश्वरमेव विश्वमखिलम् निश्चित्य वाचा गुरोः नित्यम् ब्रह्म निरन्तरम् विमृशता निर्व्याज शान्तात्मना। भूतम् भावि च दुष्कृतम् प्रदहता संविन्मये पावके प्रारब्धाय समर्पितम् स्ववपुः इत्येषा मनीषा मम। या तिर्यं यू कैन चैंट आफ्टर मी। या तिर्यं नरदेवताभिः अहमित्यन्तः स्फुटा गृह्यते यद्भासा हृदयाक्षदेह विषयाः भान्ति स्वतो चेतनाः ताम् भास्यैः पिहितार्कमण्डलनिभाम् स्फूर्तिम् सदा भावयन् योगी निर्वृतमानसो हि गुरुः इत्येषा मनीषा मम। So those are the words we have to look at. So last time we saw, for several classes we saw the previous verse. And as I said, that Shantam, we saw spent time saying on Nirvyaja Shantatmana last time. That Shantatmana should be understood not as Shanta by elimination of thoughts, not the Shanta which is Yogaha Chitta Vritti Nirodaha, not that Shantaha. But the Shanta, that is also Shanti, not questioning that. But that Shanti is subject to coming and going. It is situational. It depends on your mental state. So, there are people who believe that the external states have to be controlled, have to be managed. And there are people who believe it is the internal machinery which has to be managed. wherever you are talking of moksha by managing something, what is managed can again become unmanaged. What is controlled can go out of control, because that which can go out of control alone goes out of control. So the fact that you have to manage it, that you have to control it, means it is subject to being out of control. It's subject to have chaos. It's there. Now you did something. Whatever you did reversed the condition, but it's not irreversible. It can again go back. This we should keep in mind. Therefore, insofar as I'm trying to manage either the external world or the internal world or both of them to some extent, all these are what? Karma sadhyam. The management is done. There is an action being done to manage it. And if that situation changes, see, even managing internally is a situation alone. External situation, internal situation. Whatever has to be managed is not my swarupa. Therefore, when you hear swarupa anandaha, you should know whatever is gained by managing or mastering the mind or an external situation cannot be what the Shruti is talking about. This is pramanam. See, Shruti is pramanam to say it's swarupa anandaha. It is not ananda which is gained in a situation, gained when mind is quiet. This is not how the Shruti presents it. So we can understand that the commitment of the Shruti make it very clear, it is your swarupa. It is not something which comes and goes. And what is one swarupa should require no management. Should just require us to know, I am okay. But how do you explain situations? That is the whole prakriya. To show that all that you, the duality that you see, what is perceived by us, which is not denied, we are not in any way afraid of saying that there is a perception of subject-object. We are never denying the subject-object perception. We are only trying to make clear that that subject-object, though perceived, is not real, is not absolutely real. It has a reality until you understand another level of reality. So Vyavahara does have a reality. That is why we have to talk about it. Because our whole life is experience, our whole life is names and forms. We cannot live in isolation from them. To try and live in isolation from them is a pipe dream. I mean, one can succeed to the extent that one goes and sits in a cave. That is not what we are talking about. So therefore I am saying that shanti should be understood clearly. It is not a suppression, it is not stopping thoughts, it is not managing the mind, it is not managing the objects outside. But it is seeing clearly, with all those in place, I am untouched. That asangatvam should be very clear to us. That is what the Shruti is teaching. Okay? And then we also spent some time on that prarabdhaya samarpitam. To understand that prarabdhaya samarpitam does not mean you make no choices. Because Pujya Swamiji's statement was always, there is no choice, you have no choice with reference to making choices. That's a human being. A human being is one who has to choicelessly make choices. And therefore, intelligent living is to know how to make the right choices. Because whole life is a series of choices alone. That's where our free will comes. Situations unfold themselves. I have little say over what the next situation will be. But when they unfold, in every situation, I have the will, I have the ability, the freedom to respond as I would like to that situation. That freedom is hijacked. That freedom is waylaid by my pressures, my internal pressures, my ragadvesha. Therefore, management of ragadvesha has become so important. Because when ragadveshas are managed to what extent? To the extent that one can gain understanding and clarity that nothing needs to be managed. Because I just said management, whatever is there, it's not true. So you should not take ragadvesha management to be an exception. Ragadvesha management has a purpose to give us enough clearance, you know, to be able to see the truth. It's like, you know, driving on a rainy day. You have your wipers. You know, those wipers should move sufficiently to let you see the road ahead and drive. That's it. They don't have to make it absolutely dry. They can't. In a heavy rain, even when the wipers move, sometimes you can't see. It's pouring. You have to stop somewhere. But when you get enough clearance to move, you can move. So what do the wipers do? Allow you to see the road and go. Same thing with Ragadvesha. They can be there, but they should be managed to allow you to drive ahead to moksha. Okay? That much is the goal there. And once you arrived in the sense, once you recognize, then let it rain. You know, suppose you arrived at your destination. How much ever it rains, now you don't care. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to move the wipers even. You can relax. In our case, there is really no destination even. The destination being myself. When I recognize that I am the destination I am seeking, then all seeking comes to an end. So that, when it happens, prarabdha is still there. Situations still unfold. Therefore, what does it mean to say prarabdhaya samarpitam? So people say, Jnani has no choice. He makes no choices. That is not true. In fact, Jnani makes the most enlightened choices. If that was the way it was, then Pujya Swami should not have chosen to start Aim for Seva, should not have chosen to start Acharya Sabha, should not have chosen this Odiwar project, Ratha project. All these projects, why did he choose? Did he do it out of pressure? No. He did that out of his own free will. So what does it show? Prarabdhaya samarpitam does not mean you make no choices. It means you have the freedom to make the choices which are most appropriate. And moreover, those choices will not be for one's own happiness, for one's own fulfillment. They will only be for the loka kalyanam. What is good for the universe will happen through the jnani. But then different jnanis have different prarabdha. Pujya Swamiji may be a situation where he could do all this. Some other jnani might be always sitting in Rishikesh in one Ganga Kinara in his own hut, and he may live his life that way. It doesn't mean he's a bad jnani. It just means his prarabdha had only that many possibilities. Depending on the possibilities, he responded the way he did. Okay. So now, like next verse is, Yatiryang naradevatadibihi aham iti antasputa grihyate yadbhasa hridayaksha deha vishayaha bhanti svato chetanaha. So this, you will see a lot of yats here. Ya. Yat in feminine. Singular. One. Then you have what? Ya. Tiryang naratevatadibihi ahamiti antasputa grihyate. Then what? Yadbhasa. One more yat. Okay? Yadbhasa. Hridayaksha deha vishayaha bhanti svato chetana. Both these yats connect where? Tam bhasyaihi pihitar kamanyo. But tat, one second. The word tad is missing here. Okay? We will look into that. But that yat and yat you have to keep in mind. Those two are pointing to the same thing. So what is being said here now? Ya tiryang naradevata devatabihi aham iti antasputa grihyate. Ya grihyate. What is grasped? What is understood? What is seen? What is experienced? Sputa grihyate. Very clearly seen. Sputam means it's crystal clear. Sputam. Sputa grihyate. By whom? Tiryag nara devatabhihi. Tiryag grihyate is karmani prayoga. Therefore, the kartas in what case? Third case. Okay. So, who are the kartas now of the grahana kriya? Tiryag, nara and devata. Tiryag anchati iti tiryang. Tiryang anchati iti. There is anchudhatu. And tiras means horizontal, crosswise, oblique. That's the meaning. So, Pujya Swami has added some value there. He never used a dictionary meaning. He would say that which grows horizontally. See, anchu is gati. It means it goes horizontally. But he would say it grows horizontally, sometimes at least. So the idea is this. Human being is the only one who is urdhva. Has the head, the trunk and the legs all in one straight line, erect. Homo sapien. Right? Or they were, what do they call it? Homo erectus. Think. Right? So you have to be erect. That's where the monkey was like this. Then Ramapithecus became like this. Then it became erect. That's the evolution theory. But what is clear is that human being is stands tall like this. Whereas everything else is what? So the head and the alimentary canal are in one straight line. That's Tiriyang. Which means all animals are covered in the word Tiriyang. Okay. Tiras and Anchudhatu gives you Tiriyang. This Anchudhatu is a slightly complicated dhatu in terms of words it forms. It gives Pratyanch, Tiriyanch, Pratyag, you know, Pratyagatma comes from the same dhatu. Prati plus Anchu. North, Udanch. Ut plus Anchu. So, all directional words can be gained from Anchudhatu. But this one is Tiriyang, horizontal. That's why I'm saying goes horizontally, moves without being erect. It means animals. The simple meaning is animals. Tiriyang, then Nara. Nara is a human being. Devata, the more exalted beings, the devatas. Which means what? Essentially, by all living beings, you can extend it. Tiriyang, Nara and Devata. Plant is not covered directly. Need not be. We understand. Because the problem normally is plants don't have seem to have a problem. It is only the living beings which seem to have a problem. Running away from death, etc. So, Ya Tiriyang Nara Devata Dibihi. What? Sputa Grihyate. How? Antaha. Antasputa Grihyate. Antaha can be said internal. But I would like to say, as understood as that which cannot be externalized. Everything else, they can be objectified. I can objectify all the objects. I can objectify my thoughts. I can objectify my mind. I can objectify my emotions. My choices. All these are available for objectification. What is it that cannot be objectified? The one who objectifies all these cannot be objectified. That is antaha. Okay? Antasputa grihyate. Then, next sentence is what? Yadbhasa hridayaksha deha vishayaha bhantisvato chetana. Yadbhasa, by whose light? Yadbhasa, yasya bhasa, yadbhasa, yasya bhasa, shashti is upachara, okay? I say, by the light of the sun, everything becomes visible in the day. Now let me ask you, what is sun? What is sun? If you take away the light, is there a sun? Then what is this light of sun? In grammar, we need one bhakti. Okay? We use it. It's purely upachara. We don't have a commitment to say that there is a light. No, the sun, and the sun has one attribute called light. That's not the idea. Sun is light. But language is what? Tasya bhasa. Normally, we will say this by saying Raho ho shiravat. I gave sun's example, but the classical example is Rahoho Shiravat. Rahoho, sixth case of Rahu. What is Shiras? Head. Like the head of Rahu. What is the head of Rahu? You know Rahu's story or not? So this Rakshasa, Rahu and Ketu, they were taking the Amritam. So Vishnu cut their neck. Then what happened? One part. Correct, Rahu is only one. It started with only one became two. Cut the head so that Amrita doesn't go down. So this became one, and it, the whole remaining part became one. So one is Rahu, one is Ketu. Then what is Rahu? Just the head. Then what is Rahu's head? Means nothing. It's Aupachara. So Aupacharika Shashti is called Rahoho Shashti. Rahoho Shiraha Iva Shashti. So here also I am saying, when I say Yadbhasa, it is Aupacharikam. We don't have any intention of saying there is a light and there is a consciousness which is other than the light. No. The consciousness is light. Yet we say Yadbhasa. Yadbhasa, what? By which light? Hridaya Aksha Deha Vishayaha Bhanti. They all shine. Bhanti. Svataha Achetanaha Bhanti. Svataha Achetanaha. Achetanaha means what? Non-sentient. Achetana. Chetana is sentient. Achetana, insentient. Therefore, Svataha, by themselves, they are what? Achetanaha, insentient. Svataha Achetanaha, you can add an api if you like. Svataha Achetanaha api san. Even though being insentient, Bhanti, they shine, they come to light. What come to light? The words are Hridaya, Aksha, Deha and Vishayaha. Samaha, sorry, Itara Itara Dvandva. Hridaya stands for what? The mind, Antahkarana. The entire internal equipment, Buddhi, Manas, Chittam, Ahankara, all these are combined into one word which is Hridayam. Okay? So sometimes word Hridaya is used for the Golaka. Sometimes Hridaya is used for the Manas itself. Sometimes Hridaya is used for only Chittam. So we have to keep the context in mind. Here it stands for the entire internal Karana, Antahkarana. Aksha. Aksha is what? Senses, not eyes, senses. All the senses are covered by Aksha. What is next? Deha. Deha is the body. So, the Antahkarana, the senses, Aksha can also be extended further, not just senses, we can take it as Indriya. And that will bring in Jnanendriya as well as Karmendriya. The 10, 5 plus 5, both will come in. Because we have only one word here. So, Hridaya, Aksha, Deha, and then what else? Vishayaha. That which is objectified by Hridaya and Aksha. And Deha. Deha itself being one more Indriya really. The entire surface is one Indriya. So, what is objectified by them is Vishayaha. So, all of these, what? Svataha Achetanaha. Quietly, it is being told to you, you think that I am sentient, this body is sentient. No, sir. By itself, it is Achetana. Svataha Achetanaha. And it is being clubbed along with what? Vishayaha. It is like no different from the table. There is no difference. They are all being in this verse, they are all being grouped together to mention what? They are all Achetanaha. They don't have an ability to light themselves up. Svataha Achetanaha. Even though they are Svataha Achetana, they come to light. How? How do they come to light? By whose light? That light is that spurtim sada bhavayan. That spurtim sada bhavayan. You can add the tat there. There is yat. The tat belongs to spurti. Spurti means the conscience. The consciousness. So spurtim sada bhavayan. We will get back to sada bhavayan in a minute. We will finish the previous part. Tam bhasyaihi pihitarka mandala nibham. Tam pihitarka mandala nibham. Bhasyaihi pihitarka mandala nibham. Okay, let's understand these words. Nibham. Nibha means like. Nibha means like, eva. Nibham. Like what? Pihitarka mandala nibham. Arka is a sun. Arka is sun. Arka mandala is the Surya mandala, the entire solar system, you can say that. It's a general way of referring to the whole universe sometimes. Okay? Arka mandala is whatever is centered on the sun. Okay? Arka mandala nibham. But here you can take it as a sun, primarily to the sun. Pihita. Pihita means covered. Pihita means covered. Now, Pihitarka mandala nibham. First you take Pihitarka mandala. Means like the sun which is covered. The solar orb. Literal translation normally for Arka mandala is solar orb. Okay. The solar orb is covered. Pihitarka mandala. Nibham will come to in a minute. What is the sun covered by? It's daytime. It's daytime. What do you find the sun being covered by if you don't see the sun? It's covered by clouds. It's a overcast day. So, how do you see the clouds? How did the clouds become visible? It is covered by cloud, we say. And the clouds themselves became visible due to what? By the sun. Also, how did the cover the clouds born? How were the clouds born? If you ask me, what is the source of clouds? You will say water. Alright, water. From water, how did it become a cloud? The sun took the water up as though and put them there. Correct? And to start with, how did water come? From the clouds. So, you can see, there is an interdependency, but you can say that the water and the clouds are also a karya of the sun. You can see that to some extent. Not very clear, but I'm saying, in fact, the entire earth is, science tells you what, how did earth come about? Why does the earth go around the sun? Must be a reason, right? What is the origin of the earth? Where did it come from? Came, all the planets broke off from the sun. Every satellite breaks off from a planet. Right? So what is the karanam for the earth as such? Surya. Then what is the karanam for any water on the earth? Cannot be anything but Surya. Right? So it is Surya itself in the form of water. Okay? And that Surya, by the energy of that same Surya, the water becomes, the liquid form becomes a vapor form. And then what does it do? It covers the sun as though. Right? It covers our eyes. It really doesn't cover the sun. But the perception on earth is, it covers the sun. The sun is uncoverable. The sun is always shining. Yet, when it covers the eyes, we say, alas, the sun is covered. Today is a bad day. It's overcast. Grey day. Typical London day. Right? That's what you would see. But what is it that is being covered and what is covering? Can the sun ever be covered? That due to which you are saying the sun is covered is indeed nothing but the sun. But yet there is a semblance, there is a perception of the sun being covered. That's the example. Okay? In that same manner, why do you miss the ever-present consciousness which is you? Like the sun, shining all the time, never gets covered, day or night. The sun is always there. It is the earth's rotation which gives the possibility of day and night. Right? Similarly, it is our mind going to sleep and waking up which gives us this day and night for us in a way. So all this is made possible by what? The presence. The conscious presence alone makes all this possible. Just like the presence of the sun alone makes it possible to have day and night. It's possible to have the cloudy day and clear day. All this is in the presence of the sun alone. Without the sun, there is no life on earth. There is no earth. The sun alone is possible. But yet, in the night we say what? There is no sun. It's as though covered. That's not an example. Example is clear. What I'm saying, as though sun doesn't exist. What is being said is this. If you really examine, if you don't stay just with the karya, if you go further, you cannot miss the karanam. You cannot miss the whole. You cannot miss the shining consciousness all the time. So therefore, tam bhasyaihi pihitarka mandala nibham. Bhasyaihi, what is bhasya? Grammatically, what is bhasya? Bhas, dhatu is bhas. Then what is bhasya be? What kind of pratyaya? Yat pratyaya, which is a kritya, which means what? A karma. So what is bhasya? That which shines, which is brought to shine, that should be made to shine. All these meanings are possible, okay? So bhasyaihi, again karmani prayoga, bhasyaihi, by these things which are made to shine, tam bhasyaihi pihitaha. Pihitaha is covered. Okay? What is covered? Arkamandalam. The solar orb is covered by these objects which shine. In the same way, Nibham. In the same way, he didn't mention what covers. What covers? Hridayaksha Deha Vishayaha. Hridayaksha Deha Vishayaha are the bhasyas. Are the bhasyas. Are those which are illumined. And those which are illumined, bhasyaihi, by those, what? Pihitaha arkamandalam. Here it will be what? Pihitaha spurtihi. Pihita spurtihi. This consciousness is as though covered by these bhasyas. By those which are illumined. How? Paranchikhani vyatranat swayambhuhu. You can start there. Paranchikhani vyatranat swayambhuhu. What did we see there in Kathopanishad? Paranchikhani. Khani. All your senses are what? Paranchi. Again, what dhatu? Anchu. That's why I said all directional words. Paranchi. It's turned outward. Then what? Who did this? Swayambhu. Ishvara made them turned outward. Then what? Tasmat parang pashyati nantaratman. Because these objects are shining, they glitter so much, the mind has no space to turn itself. Its whole being is focused outside. Okay? Similar sentiment you will see in Ishavasyam also, where it says, Tattvam Pushan Napavrunu. Sorry, not that. Not coming offhand, I'm sorry. But the idea there is that the sun is shining so much you cannot look at it. Therefore, the sun is prayed to withdraw his rays back. Okay? So that you can see what's behind those glittering rays. The idea is that your mind is taken away by the objects that are objectified. So the first category there is Vishayaha, because Vishayasaktaha Manushyaha. We are always enamored by these objects that we objectify. Because I take myself to be other than the objects, and the more objects I gather, the more complete I am. I want to become the whole by gathering as many objects as I can. This is how our mind is. So why do I do that? Because I don't understand that I am the truth of those objects. The truth of the reality is as though pihitaha, covered. By what? By this bhasyaha, by the vishaya which is illumined by me. It covers my truth. Just like a cloud appears to cover the solar orb. So not only vishayaha, even if I manage to vishayaha, then what? There is deha, aksha and manas, right? So all of these, hridaya, aksha, deha, These also have to be converted first into what? Vishayaha. So all of these are Vishayaha, and these Vishayaha are all what? Swataha Achetanaha. They have no real ability to become evident to you. They are never evident to you directly. They have no way to become evident to you directly. Then what makes them all evident? Is this one consciousness which happens to be my reality. Therefore, tam bhasyaihi pihitarka mandala nibham spurtim. Mandala nibham spurtim. They are in samanadikaranyam. Tam. So, tam bhasyaihi pihitarka mandala nibham spurtim sada bhavayan. Always being paying attention to, always meditating upon, always keeping in focus, sada, what? Sada bhavayan, always. Bhavayan is meditating on, keeping in mind. Nididhyasanam kurvan, can say. Being alert to them, spurtim sada bhavayan, yogi nirvrita manasaha. Yogi becomes, not yogi, nirvrita manasaha. A yogi whose mind has been accomplished. We will look into that more tomorrow, that word, nirvrita manasaha. But a mind, a person whose mind has become an adhikari's mind, that mind due to which one is an adhikari for this moksha shastra, that is nirvrita manasaha. Nirvrita means accomplished. Nirvrita manasa means nirvritaha manaha yena saha. Or yes, yes, both will work. One whose mind has been accomplished means what? Accomplished so that it's available as an instrument to do what has to be done. To gain freedom. So, yogi nirvrita manasaha guruhu. This person is a guru. Whether he is a chandala or a dvija, he is a guru. Iti esha manisha mama. This is my conviction. So this word pihitarka, one more grammatically I would like to say something on that. This pihita is api plus dha plus kta. Okay? Api plus dha dudhanj, dharana poshana yoho plus kta pratyaya, which is nishtha. Okay? So this is an optional form. There was a teacher of grammar called Bhaguri. Okay? You have heard so far Panini. You have heard? What other name? Vararuchi. Have you heard another name? One more name I want to hear. Huh? No. Pre-Panini I want to hear. Shakalya. Good. Lopaha Shakalyasya. Correct. So like that there is one Bhaguri also. Should keep, these are all, you know, smaraniyaha. They are pre-panini. Bhaguri. This Bhaguri made this rule. What? When you form a word with the upasargas api or ava, api or ava, then the a in that api and ava may be dropped optionally. Okay? Not form the rule. He said, this is how I see the language. This is how it is in the language. Therefore, pihita and apihita mean the same. This can be a pitfall. Because I told you pihita means covered. You will say apihita is uncovered. No. It can be also. Contextually you have to see. Because suppose I say pihita and add nunch to it, it will become apihita. Alright? But if I take apihita and add nunch, you will get anapihita. So, you have to now understand what is pihita, what is apihita, what is anapihita. All those you have to understand. And main problem is with apihita. It can be covered, it can be uncovered. Okay? But pihita, so you can say both will mean the same. Apinaddhaha, pinaddhaha. Same meaning, covered or tied. Naddha is tied. Nahabandhane. So both with api and ava. Avamana Vamana. You never heard the word Vamana, but you can have. Because Ava is there. Normally you don't see that being done so much with Ava, but with Api it seems to be done more. Okay? One more contribution of Bhaguri in the context is all these Halanta Strilinga words. You know, you have words like watch. Vak, vachau, vachaha, halanta strilinga. You can have an alternative form by adding a pratyaya aap. The pratipadikam becomes vacha. So you have two alternative forms. So here it says pihita arka mandala nibham. But somewhere else you may see a reading like apihita. Both are correct. Pihita and apihita both can mean covered. So api plus dha plus ta will give you apihita. Okay? So that's how that word comes. It is an avyaya. Not avyaya, sorry, it's not an avyaya. Little one, I'm sorry. So apihita by covered. So then we will see this remaining part. Yogi nirvrita manasaha guruhu. So that yogi nirvrita manasaha will help us understand the adhikari. See, this whole Manisha Panchakam, if you see, it's not like every verse is connecting to the rest and, you know, it's a sequence you have to go through. Each verse can independently deliver the truth to you. And some people, there are Mahatmas who have looked at these verses and saying that each of these words can be taken to represent a Mahavakya. So they will say that one of them is Tattvamasi, one of them is Aham Brahmasmi. See, brahmaivahamiham idam jagachasakalam. That they will say, aham brahmasmi. Okay? So like this, they have said, I am atma brahma, aham brahmasmi, tattvamasi and prajnanam brahma. They will take these four and assign to each one. Personally, I don't feel that I need to connect it that way. Because I feel it tends to strengthen the idea that there are only four Mahavakyas, which a lot of people have. Okay? In, I think, Mantra Pushpam, you also have one page which says Mahavakyas and gives you exactly these four. And Puja Swamiji relentlessly would beat that and say, any Vakya which gives you the Aikyam of Tat and Tvam is a Mahavakya. There are hundreds of Mahavakyas in the Shruti. It is not just four. Okay? Therefore, I have not tried to connect these verses for you by saying this Aham Brahmasmi, this is Tattvamasi, etc. Because I don't want you to tie it that way. And while it's one way of looking at it, I think it's a restrictive way. I don't have to tie myself in. But what is interesting is you can watch that each of these verses can be taken independently. Okay? I did not dwell on it as much as the last verse. Okay? But we will spend more time tomorrow. Tomorrow this verse only will go on, hopefully. So we will see how you can look at each word a little more. Okay? And bring out the entire vision. Because every Upanishad also, you see, does it differently. Mundaka will go in one way. Katha will go in one way. Kena will go in one way. And you will see there is some parallels. In each of these verses, there is something which is being done. One prakriya is being brought out better. Okay? So we'll look at that tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.